TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Cluster Buster, CK, actually sent us this article yesterday. And maybe you had already read it, B. You had already seen it. I didn't get a chance to read it until this morning because I was out watching people give away bikes. Stephen Ruiz is the author from The Ringer. Respected football journalist. And the premise is simple. It's the quarterback notebook. Ruiz at times hasn't been that high on Jaden going back to last year, but, you know, that's all right. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. But the premise is looking at three quarterbacks that are struggling much more than they have in their career. And with some, the sample is large. With some, the sample is very, very small. Mahomes, things just seemingly everything's going wrong with the Chiefs.
This year.
And I think there is some empirical data you can point to. But so he talked about Mahomes, and then he talked about Baker Mayfield, who started the season red hot and has been really, really poor since. And he talked about Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is, I'm just going to read the first paragraph here. Let's stick with the theme of quarterbacks who are scrambling too often, because that was also the allegation with Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the concerning statistics attached to Daniel's sophomore slump, and yes, he's officially in that territory at this point, this one might be the most worrisome. Daniel's scrambling rate is up by 3 percentage points over last season. That's a number Washington wanted to bring down after Daniels scrambled on nearly 13% of his dropbacks as a rookie. His scramble rate is up to 15.7% in 2025. Now, there's some data here that is interesting to me, and I think this will happen over time. Of the top five scrambling quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'm surprised Lamar's not on this list, but Lamar's not on this list. Mahomes, Drake May, Josh Allen, Jaden, and Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
How often do they slide? Get down without getting hit.
Okay.
Pat is at a 21% slide rate. Drake May is at a 30% slide rate. Josh Allen is at a 17% slide rate. Jaden Daniels, a 10% slide rate. Caleb Williams, a 23% slide rate. A 10% slide rate, I do find interesting. I do think in that Minnesota game, he did a better job of trying to protect himself. The play he was injured on was an interception return.
Yeah.
A slide rate, he's talking about when a guy go feet first.
Yeah.
If you run out of bounds or you go head first and you don't get hit on either of those either, he don't count those. Okay? That's why I think it's BS. The video in the article shows Jaden sliding feet first. And a couple of times he went head first, and he didn't get hit. The rules of the NFL, if a quarterback's giving himself up, whether head first or foot first, he's not supposed to be hit. So what difference does it make if you go feet first? And we saw him in that game, he stepped out of bounds two or three times and didn't get hit. So if I'm going to only look at the actual slide rate, it's going to be overwhelming. Because you know what? That promotes and that supports his article. So as I look at it, I'm like, this makes no sense to me. If I run the ball and I step out of bounds and don't get hit, that's a knock against me not sliding. If I go and I go head first and I don't get hit, that's a knock against me not going foot first. Then he took it farther by saying that, well, he's probably going head first because of the injuries to his lower body. The lower body injury happened in the pocket, right? When he had the hamstring thing.
Yeah,
in Dallas. It's in the pocket. So it's like this article is one that kind of gives you data to say something, but if you just dig into it, you find out it's misleading as hell.
Well, I found this pretty interesting in another article. I don't think they're trying to mislead. I think it's
that's misleading, JP.
Okay, I think it's painting with way too broad of a brush, and frankly, I think Jaden's season has been so uneven that it's pretty hard to draw much conclusions from anything.
I would say
he's started seven games. He's played four full games.
He played four full games
in the middle of December.
Four full games, and he played four full games with a completely different type of roster.
Right, each time.
So, listen, I understand his year has not been what he expected. But I refuse to let people say stuff because I know most people are not going to look at these videos and pay attention to what's happening. I do. I saw the 10% slide rate, and then I'm watching the video, and I'm like, okay, he went head first, he didn't get hit. He went out of bounds, he didn't get hit. So what does that count for? So you got a slide to be considered slide rate? Or it's a quarterback that takes care of it. If I run out of bounds and don't take a hit, I'm taking care of myself. If I go head first and I don't get hit, I'm taking care of myself, right? So how do you not calculate those things into it? So that's what I'm saying about a lot of that's why I get so upset about with all these numbers people want to throw around. Those numbers are going to be whatever they are, but you better know how the hell they come into them. So right there, this is distorted numbers. That 10% is distorted by watching the video, because in his article he states, feet first, says slides. He states that. So the numbers are already distorted.
So what I found really interesting, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler do a column every week for ESPN, kind of the week 15 buzz, mm-hmm. right? And Graziano put some notes in about Jaden towards the end of his piece. Said, you know, we'll see if Jaden's back on the field. There's some thought to rest him. There's some thought to play him. I'm reading now from Graziano. There are people around the league who think Washington isn't doing Daniels a lot of favors with the amount of no-huddle offense and the sheer number of plays the Commanders run in games. Though that might be an outdated critique. Washington ran the fifth most offensive plays of any team in 24. This season, it has run the 23rd most, but it also hasn't been as successful on offense, so time of possession is way down.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Some also feel there's a discussion Washington needs to have about how much it is exposing Daniels to potential contact with design runs on first down. Daniels has the ninth most first down rushing attempts of any QB in the league this season, despite playing only 7 games. Over the past 2 seasons, he leads all NFL quarterbacks with 89 first down rushing attempts. It's a useful weapon in his arsenal, for sure, and he'll need to continue to be able to run to be successful. But a leaner quarterback who came into the league with concerns about taking too many big hits might benefit from a change in philosophy, regardless of whether the Commanders shut him down for the rest of this season or not. Like, I find that pretty interesting.
That's interesting.
If we're concerned about the sliding, maybe, like, they're also running him a lot. Now, I thought in Minnesota was one of Jaden's worst decision-making days. I thought there were times when he could throw it, and he didn't, and he looked to scramble. The blitzes were also coming from everywhere, and I bet he didn't feel too comfortable in the pocket. Oh, by the way, he hadn't played in a month, so there's probably a little bit of rust.
Yeah, I
think there's context to all of it.
I think it's context to everything, but I think when you drop back and you're reading one side of the field and a color flashes right here to the backside of you, you're reading those two receivers, they're covered. I start to make a move. If I'm a running guy, I'm going to make that move. I'm going to go get these yards. There is a guy open backside, but you know what? I never look backside. Because based off of the flash of the color, and I saw my running back come over and hit one back, one linebacker, but the other back is still coming. So I don't have a chance to look over there. People that go back and rewind their film and look at it, you can look at this all day. You know, you could always find the open receiver who I could have hit. But am I even reading that side of the field? Am I reading that quadrant? Are they reading that third of a field? Most times when quarterbacks miss those guys open, they're not even looking that way. So if I start running to the right side, yeah, somebody's open on the left side, but I damn sure can't get the ball back there to him. Never saw that. Quarterbacks, everyone say read the whole field. I don't know many quarterbacks that read the whole field every time. You read quadrants.
It's so interesting you say that because I saw this from Wes Phillips, who used to be here. He was tight ends coach here a number of years back. Mm-hmm. He's now the offensive coordinator in Minnesota. And he said something that, like, if you really care about football and you want to nerd out and try to understand it better, the notion of reading defenses is kind of extinct in the NFL level because coverages have become so complex and camouflaged that most systems have now gone to progressions rather than trying to read a defense. I'm going to read now from Wes Phillips. A lot of teams have gone to more pure progression. We still have some coverage read type plays where maybe it's single high and you're working this side, two higher pressure and maybe you're working this side. But even in my time in the league, in the beginning, that was kind of everything. It was coverage reading. Here's where I'm going. This is the alert versus quarters. This is too high, so I'm going here. And with the coverage becoming more complex and with more versions where you're inverting the safety and playing cover two or dropping the safety and both corners are back and the two deep guys, there's so many different coverage. It's hard sometimes with the clicker to sit there, and you have to rewind it a couple of times and go, what are they playing here?
Yeah.
There's more coverage where maybe it's quarters, but depending on this guy's release, this quarter's safety is going back to the post, and it looks like single eye. I think it's hard on a quarterback to sit there after the fact and go, this was cover three, you should have gone here, with some of the disguise and complexity of the defense.
Who's saying that? A coach.
A coach.
A coach who dissects this, who understands. He has to look at the clicker 3 or 4 times before he knows what the hell they're playing. A quarterback dropping down who's reading one side of the field, in essence, because this is what this coverage that I think I'm seeing tells me to read over here. And then I got some guy writing a damn article who goes run the thing back 500 times, and he finds a guy that's open on the backside, which I'm never looking for any damn way. And if I'm scrambling to my left and that guy is coming this way, I could probably try and turn to throw the ball, but it's a guy right here behind me. So I keep running out of bounds, or I just go the other way, throw it out. I don't try to throw it back over here because that's going to be taking a hit, right? This whole article is about taking unnecessary hits.
And I think you can argue Jaden probably does it a little too much. But I think the concept of trying to – I just got this tweet from
– But that article that you told me from the other guys who are saying –
Graziano.
Graziano them. See – That article tells a story, but it never mentions names. Okay? What they're saying is the damn offense is the offense is predicating him being in that situation. They don't say anything about Cliff. That offense predicates that. That's who's calling the plays on offense. He's not walking up there calling a run on a play. That's what the plays are. And I think that's the problem with this stuff. The quarterbacks, they will throw the name and say everything, but we'll give you a broad story when we want to say it's because of the offense. The offense has to change.
Nobody go anywhere. We're going to continue on this premise. We're also about to give away a Paisanos gift card. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talk about my new garage door from Door Pro America, how much it's helped my family, how much it's better for my house, and how much it's boosted our curb appeal. Well, these guys could do the same for you. You don't just have to get a new garage door. What if you just need a repair or some maintenance? They can handle it all. They're based locally, and they've been doing it for over 50 years, keeping garage doors in the DMV running smooth for homeowners like me. And maybe you've been putting it off because you don't want to spend the money. Well, now is the time to act and save big. If you schedule an appointment with Door Pro America today, you get a $0 trip and inspection fee on service calls. Plus, you get free estimates on a new garage door. And while you're at it, ask about the Door Pro Advantage membership. It's the smart move for homeowners who want discounts and annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Trust me, upgrading your garage door doesn't just make life easier. It boosts your curb appeal and adds serious value to your home. So if your garage door is due for a little TLC, or you're just ready for an upgrade, level up and score with Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO, that's 877-DOOR-PRO, or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.